but we've got some wonderful mahogany furniture. We've got the record collections. We've got books that are anywhere from 50 cents on up. There's anything you want to find, you can find it here at Eastbrook.
Tell us a little bit about the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall.
Eastbrook is 60,000 square feet. We have three floors. We have around 200 vendors. Each vendor is wonderful. They take care of their spaces, and it's clean.
All right, give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here, and the brand new year is right on top of us.
Yes, it is, Bubba. It's a new year, but we still have the same great items at Tucker Pecan. You come in, you can find the Bearded Pickle Man's pickles. You can find Sprouted Flour grits. You can find mugs made in Alabama. You can find all kind of Alabama Sunshine products. You can find great items made here locally in the state of Alabama, and that's what we're all about. And the one thing at Tucker Pecan that you can always count on is the finest and freshest candies and pecans you will find anywhere in the Southeast. We make them fresh daily. Come on in, try them. Greatest things you will ever try are the roasted and salted pecans. Lord, Bubba, those things are awesome.
Yes, they are.
Just come on down and see us at Tucker Pecan. We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. Or you can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Let me just say this to close us out. If you can't find Tucker Pecan by the address, just smell.
Exactly.
I'm the CEO of a business with a big computer network. I'm not a computer guy, but I need to make sure my network runs flawlessly day in and day out. When the network goes down, so do we. We rely on Bachelor Technologies. They monitor my network 24/7. They know issues before I do, and they fix them. Bachelor Technologies worries about my network, so I don't have to. Learn more at wearebt.com. Bachelor Technologies. WeAreBT.com.
It's January 23rd, the greatest day ever. On the 23rd of January, 1957, toy company Wham-O produces the first Frisbee. Not only was the flying toy a hit, but it also ushered in one of the most popular Frisbee phrases ever spoken.
It's stuck on the roof.
Have a great January 23rd, the greatest day ever.
WACV Coosada. News Talk 93.1 FM.
News Radio, I'm Rich Dennison. A 15-year-old facing murder and attempted murder charges. Officials say he opened fire at his Southwest Kentucky school this morning, killing two teens and injuring 17 others.
A student was apprehended at the scene.
Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin says a 15-year-old girl died at the scene. A 15-year-old boy died while being treated. Attorney General Jeff Sessions has been interviewed in the special counsel's probe into Russian election meddling. President Trump today saying he's not concerned about what Sessions said. The attorney general is the first cabinet member to be questioned in that investigation. President Trump today imposing tariffs on imported washing machines and all solar products, saying that will boost American manufacturing.
A lot of manufacturers will be coming to the United States to build washing machines and also solar.
The president says the fees will not spark a trade war. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Here's how the end of the government shutdown will affect you. The flu season will officially end. The McRib will be back. That guy in the Beamer won't cut you off anymore. Your cat will stop ignoring you. Everything will be pumpkin spice. Guys will enjoy Valentine's Day. The barista at Starbucks will finally get your name right. Nickelback won't suck anymore. Groundhog Day will become a national holiday. Casual Thursdays will begin. And even cab drivers will use their turn signals.
I wouldn't count on that. So, here we are. Hour two of Happy Hour News Talk 93.1 FM. It's Tabloid Tuesday. And this week's National Enquirer, among other things, has an expose on the... They found D.B. Cooper.
Really?
Found at last.
Wow.
Codebreakers say a 71-letter fingers the Army vet as a parachuting thief. I've always wondered, I've been waiting for resolution on this since it happened, because I remember it. Infamous hijacker D.B. Cooper's true identity has been discovered, Joey, with a letter that investigators believe contains a secret code. Nine digits typed on a 46-year-old letter prove the hijacker can only be one person. A 74-year-old U.S. Army veteran named Robert W. Rackstraw, Sr. This confirms what we believed all along, declared filmmaker Thomas Colbert, leader of the 40-member cold case team that broke the letter's cryptic code. FBI documents show senior agents and J. Edgar Hoover himself believe this December 11, 1971 letter was written by the Daredevil. So the fact that the code from Rackstraw's three military units, two of them served until the late 1980s, were embedded in the letter makes this the smoking gun. The codes were identified by a team member who was a radio codebreaker during the Vietnam War. The FBI has closed its probe of the hijacking, in which the man dubbed Cooper parachuted out of a plane over Washington State with $200,000 in cash. Rackstraw now lives in San Diego as a former Army paratrooper, one of many reasons Colbert's team is focused on him. Cooper allegedly sent five letters to newspapers taking credit for the crime, baiting authorities who never cracked the case. The letter with the code had not been publicly released or reprinted until Colbert obtained it through a Public Information Act request. The typewritten letter begins with the gloat, "Sirs, I knew from the start that I would be caught, or I wouldn't be caught." Colbert believes that Rackstraw's code dispatch was directed at three co-conspirators who, according to the FBI documents and witnesses, helped him escape after he parachuted to the ground.
Which he would have needed.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Now, they did find some money that was connected to this.
Yeah.
In a riverbed.
Well, and people want to think this is impossible because it's improbable, but there are people that can pull this sort of stuff off, especially if they get lucky along with being good at what they're doing.
Hey, he got the passengers off the plane. They brought the $200,000. They lowered the staircase at the back end of a Boeing 727, which is something those planes came equipped with. He climbed down and jumped off into a heavily clouded environment, I believe, over Oregon. They say I'm him, Rackstraw has said. If you want to believe it, believe it.
Wow. It makes me, and we should do this on Thursday with Terry. And not last week, I was out sick. 2 weeks ago, we were talking about all these new shows that History Channel is doing, and they're pretty legit, a lot of them. They're not just stringing you along. For instance, the Hunting Hitler series they have going on right now
is awesome. It is. I've watched a number of those at home too.
There's one on the Zodiac Killer as well that they're actually starting to crack that code.
Those are good stories. Those are good real crime stories as well.
When they're thinking it, the Zodiac Killer might have actually been two people. It's possible. But, you know, once you start here, how you pull off the perfect crime. Either one is you do it completely alone and say you murder somebody randomly and you dispose everything fine, you may very well get away with that. And another way is to, you know, do it in a place where there's so much DNA, so much tampering, or tampering's the wrong word, the evidence is so compromised by, you know, you do it in a very public place. But once you start bringing in other people, like other conspirators, it's that stuff comes out. That's what makes things like the JFK conspiracy so crazy to me, because to pull that off, you would have had a lot of conspirators. Now you have institutions, so to speak, like
the
mob.
Have you ever seen the movie Executive Action?
The name isn't ringing a bell.
It's an older film, came out in the early 70s, stars Burt Lancaster and Paul Ryan, two old school but big name actors. I recommend that you take a look at that.
Yeah.
And it may make even more sense in the sunlight of today's, what we're learning today about the real government.
Oh, yeah.
Why would it have been any different then when you've had, you know, had a, you had politicians pretending, yeah, we're doing the people's business here, when behind the scenes there was a secret society?
Well, it was easier to get away with it back then.
Yeah. Yeah. But now they still have the full protection of the media. It's so devious. It's also devious. And frankly, quite scary. I cannot believe the quality of the water in my pool. By the way, when it's really cold, the pool water is actually warmer than the air, so it's not that big of a deal to get in it. And I did cryotherapy and infusion today, so I still love that the briskitude of getting in. but we just had been talking about the new system. Saltwater technology for cleaning pools is old news. Still breaks down to chlorine. Blue Haven now has a system that's very energy efficient and leaves you with a quality of water that's almost like bottled water in your pool. And you can see the difference. It's not just there's no smell or hint of chemicals. You can see it and feel it. This is the real deal. And it's truly a system that will pay for itself over time. So if you own a pool and you'd like to save on energy costs and get the latest in clean water technology, visit BlueHaven.com and talk to them about this amazing new system. Pure bottled water. That's what you're swimming in with this new system. And it's amazing, having had it installed now, to see the difference when we're in the pool. Call them at 271-3100. And talk to them about it. Blue Haven, by the way, is a national company, but very local. The group here is phenomenal. They're awesome. Great customer service. They know what they're doing. They're the leading pool builder in the world. So if you need a pool built, Blue Haven should be your first and only stop. They've been doing that since 1954, and they're on a 9-year roll as the best in the country. That's BlueHaven.com, and also ask them about pure bottled water technology for your pool at home.
Invite me over when summer comes. Now, pool maintenance is year-round, as I learned, having a pool
for a while.
We're
supposed to have a whole bunch of gatherings over the summer, and we had a couple, but
I just don't want to join you on your polar bear escapades.
Here's Ritz.
Hey, Greg.
How are you?
All right, man. The only reason, first of all, it's hard to fathom that we have elected officials, namely Democrats, that we have a few like Lindsey Graham and Flake, that put the desires and the needs of illegal aliens, infiltrators into our country above the citizens of this country. I can't grasp that.
And then behave in a manner like most of America sees it the way they do.
Yeah.
Look,
right.
All this is nothing more than building a future voter base for the Democratic Party, because the illegals will do what American citizens won't. Vote for Democrats.
That's right. Now here you're get to my point. Now the only reason that they're able to get away with this is because of a compliant media that promote what they're doing. It only sounds like a good idea on CNN, MSNBC, so on and so forth.
Yes, because those multi-million-dollar earning anchors, they all live real close to those people.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Sometimes as close as 20 or 30 stories above them, you know, in their high-rises.
Or their wall of the state. the thing that is stopping from sucking eggs, Greg, is go along with them on granting them a citizenship with one exception, that they're not allowed to vote because they broke into this country illegally.
That's what I just said. Okay, let's work out something where there is a lengthy path to citizenship, but that does not include the right to vote. That way we can, and of course they have to be vetted, no criminal history and so forth. Otherwise, bye-bye.
You think the Democrats would go for that, Greg?
No, they need the votes, but we're in power, so grow a set and get the job done already. That's what I say.
They don't give a flip about those people. They just want their vote. They could care less if they're ignorant and starving or anything like that. They just want their vote.
That's all they care about.
If they can't get their vote, they could care less about them. And we won't hear any more about that.
You are correct, sir.
All right, Greg. Well, have a good one, buddy. It's always good to talk to you, my friend.
Likewise. It is 4:15. Should we roll call today?
Yeah, I think you should.
We haven't done that in a long time, so I might be a little bit rusty. Speaking of rusty, you just sent me something. Is this from the morning show?
New from Three Men and a Lady, it's the Emily Hayes Bobblehead. This lovely 6-inch tall likeness of Emily Hayes will dress up your office, your cubicle, even the dashboard of your car.
Wow.
Wow is right, but you're going to say more than wow because it's a talking bobblehead.
Oh, yeah.
Just press Emily's freakishly large head and you'll hear...
Cat fact. Yay!
The Emily Hayes bobblehead says many of your favorite Emily phrases.
I like bourbon. Birthday Jay's also... You know what, Jay? Just hush.
Also available, the Greg, Jay, and Rich Talking Bobblehead set. Just press the button and you'll hear...
Hello.
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 Get the Emily Hayes Talking Bobblehead today, but be careful.
Ooh, I want to slap you right now.
Greg, Jay, and Rich Bobblehead set sold separately. And coming soon, the standalone Rich Thomas Bobblehead. It doesn't talk, but it's just so...
adorable.
I was just thumbing through the Inquirer. You see this? Can you imagine how Emily would just faint if we presented her? I mean, we may have her Christmas present right here.
Yeah, it is a adorable cat.
That's all we want to say.
Cat.
We don't want to say what it is.
Mm-hmm.
How many payments? Please accept my order for the low issue price of $29.99.
$30? That's not bad.
It's a patriotic cat.
It is. It's adorable, too.
Oh, are you kidding?
It's looking good.
It's
adorable.
With a capital A, just like Rich Thomas. 417, we have traffic, news, weather.
You've never called me adorable.
It's a...
But I'm not. I'm not... No, brutal truth. I'm not adorable, am I? I'm more odd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eccentric.
I know myself. I hear you. I've got that weird Polish face. I get it.
Being a Polak has nothing to do with any of this. I don't know where that came from. And believe me, I know my...
Oh, yeah.
418. Did I say traffic, news, and weather? I think I did.
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Motors, awarded the best of the best dealer for 2016 by Mercedes-Benz.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. One accident to tell you about. It's on Atlanta Highway at Macklemore, so be careful there. Everything else looking good. The rest of Atlanta Highway is all clear. Don't see anything on the boulevard. Interstate systems are running along without any problem. The 31's looking good as well. Festival Plaza has it all. Stop by the Mellow Mushroom, Winger Sports Grill, and the AMC Theaters and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn and McClinton Company Development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
No matter your circumstance, you should call Stuart Vance at 333-333-333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Today's show is brought to you by Tuesday. Nothing screws up your Friday more than realizing it's only Tuesday.
Spare yourself the backache of preparing your lawn and yard for the winter. J&S Professional Lawn Service will groom the outside of your home with precision perfection. Call John Cato for an estimate at 202-8760. That's 272-8760. J&S, a cut above the rest, and they're my team.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. Montgomery gas station ordered to shut down immediately after receiving a 45 during a health inspection. The orders to close came after inspectors found no paper towels at the kitchen hand sink, no hot water, ice machine containing mold, large pots of soup at the wrong temperature, cooked beef, pork, and rice not properly dated, no food thermometer, rodent droppings in the cabinets, and there were other violations. Two additional employees have been indicted in connection with Family Practice or the Pill Mill Doctor case. Suzanne Brownfield and Ashkar Kumar have both held administrative positions at Family Practice. Now in all, 8 defendants, including 3 doctors, 3 nurse practitioners, and 2 office workers, all facing felony counts. That's a look at your headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
We've got some cooler nights ahead, but really our weather this week is going to be very close to the normal or average weather pattern for January. For tonight, mostly clear, cooler, overnight low 33. Tomorrow, more sunshine. Should be a pretty good day. Upper 50s for a high. Low tomorrow night around freezing. Thursday, nice day. Plenty of sunshine. High around 60. I think we'll be in the low 60s on Friday. Still dry. Nice. Showers make a return on Saturday and Saturday night. In fact, they're likely. Even a few leftover showers perhaps on Sunday. Our weather app keeps you on top of the weather changes all the time. It's waiting for you free in the App Store. Get it on your phone today. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
It's hard to believe AC by Lou Choir is turning 35 this year. And to celebrate, we're passing the presents along to you. If you've been thinking about finally upgrading that old AC unit you've got, join in on the celebration at Lou Choir and get a brand new carrier system for 25% off, plus 0% financing available with approved credit. Before you know it, summer will be here again. You'll want the reliability of a new carrier system to keep you cool all season long. Act fast because the party's over February 28th. Your new carrier system also comes with a one-year maintenance agreement and a 10-year parts and labor warranty with required maintenance. Visit acbylouchoir.com today for all Lou Choir offers. AC by Lou Choir is available 24 hours a day and never charges an overtime fee. Turn to the experts at acbylouchoir.com, where quality is more than a promise. It's a guarantee. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home, so treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust SmileMakers. The doctors over at SmileMakers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At SmileMakers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at SmileMakers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give SmileMakers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at SmileMakersAL.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Another text? A new tweet? A weather alert? My smartphone's driving me crazy.
Then you need the flip phone.
The flip phone? Is that new?
The flip phone is old technology that's new again. Its patented microchip is so small it can't hold any annoying apps.
Wow, talk about futuristic. But where's the screen?
The screen is conveniently hidden inside. Simply flip open the flip phone using the state-of-the-art hinge.
Cool. But I'll probably still need to send text.
No problem. Just press the numbers on the realistic keypad to sequentially access the three corresponding letters above each number, except for the number 7 and the number 9, which have four letters.
Yeah, so maybe I don't need to text. But how will I get a hold of people?
Just use the flip phone's futuristic voice-to-voice communication.
I'm sold. I'm getting the flip phone today.
Order your flip phone online. You know, while you still have a phone that can do that.
Hey, you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Our thought for the day, from Rich Thomas.
Crack don't smoke itself.
You want to handle this roll call?
Thanks, but no thanks.
Dang.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Adorable.
You gotta have something if you want to be with me.
Imbo the nimbo.
Nothing from nothing leaves.
Did you get a little tappity-tap?
You gotta have something.
Oh, my God.
If you want to be with me.
That is the single dumbest story I've ever heard.
Why is that?
Do it again. I like it.
I got a bad feeling about this.
I'm not trying to be your hero.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
Cause that zero.
A booyah!
It's too cold for me.
Jane, you ignorant slut.
I'm not trying to be your hero.
Let's get nuts!
Cause that mind.
Loan me $50.
It's too low to see.
You have made a few minor mistakes here and there, but you'll find basically this is a very professionally run radio station.
My stories suck.
Go back to ISIS.
Nothing from nothing, leave nothing.
Is that your tongue?
And I'm not stuck.
Where have you been?
Believe you me.
Whoa, watch it, Parker.
Don't you remember I told you?
No.
I'm a soldier.
No.
In the war of poverty. Yeah.
You dumb bastard.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
Blah, 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 blah.
My name is Tom Tina, and I don't think I like
it. You didn't
have
nerve,
buddy. Hey, it's Enrico Palazzo!
Emily, why do you always have to make such a big production out of everything?
Don't make me open a can of whoop-ass, Buster.
Oh, mama.
Honey, I'm busy. Touch yourself.
Nothing from nothing, be nothing.
What is wrong with you?
You gotta have something.
He's a tool.
If you wanna be with me.
You are so handsome.
Nothing from nothing.
You sure is ugly.
You gotta have something.
I don't care.
If you wanna be with me.
Sometimes I think you're not as dumb as I think you are.
Oh, someone's in a mood.
So much crap, they had to start a second pot.
I'm beginning to sober up and you're scaring me.
Damn good.
All right. Let's see what we earn.
He roll called well today, folks. He roll called long. He roll called good. I'm going to go with a 9.8. Especially...
Hey. Well, it's not an evaluation. It's from our buddy...
Alan!
And he says,
yay!
Roll call.
Well, crack all. Don't smoke itself.
I thought there was some, you know...
You incorporated some Emily, and yeah, I think it's a worthy 9.8. One day you'll get a 10.
I don't want a 10.
Oh, if I get you a 10, say you know, that.
No, I really don't.
Yeah, so when the wife says, oh, I'm fine. Sure, you just believe her every time, right?
No.
Right. Okay, exactly.
You never believe... Joey, look, you're young, and you are just baby-stepping your way onto the path that I've already torn through.
Oh, yeah, when I waddle, I...
In my life. Anytime a woman says, I'm fine, it's a lie.
Okay.
Even when she really means it, it's still a lie. She doesn't exist.
Duly noted.
But, you see, I came up with the perfect guy response to that response.
Okay.
So when she says, I'm fine, here's what you say. I know how you look. I just wanted to know how you feel. Duh. I learned how to say that on the radio. Yeah, that and some of the other great... things I've come up with, like in a restaurant the other night, we're finishing up, waitress comes over and says, you want a box for that? And I said, no, I'd rather wrestle. It's less bloody. Yeah, I got a million of them.
That's pretty good. That's...
She said, that's so funny that I'll take that joke in lieu of a tip.
No, she didn't.
No, she didn't say that.
She didn't say that.
All right, let's see. I am about to post something on Facebook. Let's piss off a few people today.
Okay.
From Fox News Insider. You heard me mention yesterday that the NFL offered 30 seconds of time to veterans, American service veterans, They produced a spot that took issue with the kneeling players, and the NFL decided, no, we're not going to run that. So, look, they have been hurt in the ratings all year. We're not talking about a minor dip. We're talking a difference of millions of viewers to the point where some funds have had to be rebated to advertisers. Yes, 40 million people watched the Patriots game over the week. That's not that big of a deal. That number for those championship games has been well over 50 in some instances. And what I would love to see happen this year, I know we love football, but don't we love our veterans a little more? Don't we love our country a little bit more? Can't one year we've done it. But here's a way to make it real and have financial impact. Because if less than 100 million people tune in that game, I think it's NBC's got it this year, they're going to be forced to rebate a lot of money to advertisers that are paying $5 million for 30 seconds of ad time, expecting to reach over 100 million people. If they can't average that, they're going to be forced to rebate money. And how much of that are they willing to put up with before they get with the players and say, hey, this is your workplace. Here are the rules. If you don't like it, you don't play. Find another job that will pay you $5 million a year. Simple as that. By the way, since you are making $5 million and this issue is important to you, there are plenty of groups who would welcome a big chunk of your money to support the effort to draw awareness to your cause and move it along. But you'll stand for the anthem or you won't play. And you can put that into the win column for Trump. I know some people they can't give up their football. It's like, well, I know crack's illegal, but whatever.
Don't smoke itself.
It doesn't. Is that what he said? Is that profound?
Crack don't smoke itself.
Yes. That's true. I have never seen that happen. That's how it gets done. So, we'll see. We'll see after the 4th of February how many people tune in the game. If it's under 100 million, that will be bigger news than the outcome of the game. Although I am rooting for Tom Brady.
Yeah?
Well, the owner of that team is a friend of Trump's.
Yeah.
Brady has been real careful, but I've certainly seen enough evidence that he is also a Trump supporter. But like any other celebrity, they got to be so careful because, especially with the New England media. The New England media, I know a little bit about them. And their liberalism goes back decades in stories I've read from people that write for the Boston Globe. There are conservative outlets up there. Those who lived in Boston or are familiar with the market know the Boston Herald is the conservative outlet there, or the alternative to the Globe. But the Globe is like the New York Times of Boston. And the people that write sports for those newspapers are big-time liberals. And, of course, like so many other advocates of liberal policies, they don't live anywhere near where those policies would affect them. They just want you to do that. You see, that's the thing. These are all great ideas. As long as I don't have to abide by, what I believe in, I'll be totally fine. As long as you have to go through it. Let your Lauer's evil ways go back decades, says the Inquirer.
Ooh, what did that lecherous fool do?
Vanna White wants to be on the Today Show.
Huh.
Charles and Camilla's marriage, a sexless sham. But wasn't she the one that broke up him and Di? And now they're not. My goodness. What else do we have? And this thing with Michael Douglas and the other words for wiener. I really want to play that clip, but
I mean, we could play disclaimers.
This we is could.
Mature content.
We could, yeah. Or immature, depending.
Yes.
I have to think about it. Let's think about it. We've already had one naughty word get on the air. Well, it didn't get on the air. We've already had to dump one call.
True.
Once a day is enough. And then when we come back from this break, we will, and before Fox Business, we'll get into the big book of lies. And this is all about Obama, puppet master in chief. It's all ahead on News Talk 93.1 FNM, Fox Business. It was a good day, well, except for the Dow, which plunged a whole three $3 or 3 points on the market today.
Terrible.
Yeah, a real crash and burn from that big government shutdown. By the way, did you catch any of the Oscar nominations?
No, I didn't.
For the first time since I can remember, I was really passionately interested in two things. Would Dunkirk and Darkest Hours get nominated for Best Film? They both did.
Yeah.
Would Gary Oldman get nominated for Best Actor? He was.
From what you're telling me, he's going to win.
He's got to win.
Yeah.
The movie was also nominated for makeup and so forth, which goes a long way to explain what a masterful job they did in getting him to resemble Churchill. But the movie itself is so brilliantly written. If you're a history person, if you know who Winston Churchill is, if you've heard of World War II, you need to watch a great movie, and this is it. Go to a matinee and see it at a reduced price. It's one of the few movies that I would send anybody into a theater to see.
No,
with their $5.89 hot dogs.
The only thing I'm looking forward to in terms of award season is the Grammys Album of the Year. I want it to be Awaken My Love by Childish Gambino.
Oh, me too.
Well, it's kind of Donald Glover. He was on Community. He's done stand-up. He's had his own show called Atlanta. He's all over the place. And they thought, okay, he came out with two albums that were rap albums.
Mm-hmm.
And this third one, he decided to drop hip-hop, and he essentially did an album that harkens back to, like, Funkadelic, and it's awesome.
Man, that's 40 years ago, Funkadelic.
Yeah, it's really good stuff.
Parliament and all that?
Yeah, it's like a...
Aren't you surprised I know about these songs?
Oh, I love it.
Because I played those.
I have One Nation Under a Groove at my house on vinyl.
I'm proud of you, son.
Well, and I'm glad I got it, because the artwork on the inside is crazy. Like, there are 50 Far Side cartoons on the inside. And it's brilliant, a lot of the stuff.
By the way, you know what show is crashing in the ratings?
Hmm.
Big Bang. I have attempted to watch that show.
Yeah, I'm not a...
After a few minutes of the lisping dialogue and all this, it just... was so annoying. I like the idea of something that features nerds, but
yeah.
By the time I checked it out, it I don't know what it is, but high salaries, tanking ratings, creating behind-the-scenes squabbling on that show, Joey.
Hmm.
Insiders have told the National Enquirer, even Johnny Galecki, who plays Chevy Chase's kid in Christmas Vacation, has claimed the show would end after the upcoming season 12. I think at this point, everybody's comfortable with 12 seasons being a good time to go home and see our families. But there's more to it than that.
Well, and I fell for a hoax yesterday.
You fell for a hoax? What hoax?
Well, because I saw it quickly and didn't fact check it. That they were coming out with a Friends movie. Yeah. But, I mean, I look back at sitcoms. I watched pretty much all of Friends. I've watched pretty much of all of How I Met Your Mother and Scrubs and Parks and Rec. Like, I'd never got into the Big Bang Theory. I love Parks and Rec is so damn good. Ron Swanson is freaking hilarious.
I'm sorry, but the cast on that made it more Parks and
Rec
to me. But to each his own.
Oh.
All right, so all of that coming up at 4:40. I want to thank listener Judy, who sent me a note. She had heard us talking about the teardrop procedure now available to Montgomery Eye physicians at Montgomery Eye LASIK. This is for those of us who were told, no, LASIK is not an option for you because your vision issue can't be corrected with a LASIK procedure. This may be the solution. I'm going to get over there, and I'm going to have them check me out. Right now, as a matter of fact, they have it set up so that you can qualify for a $500 rebate on the procedure as well, on the teardrop procedure. I urge you, if you've really wanted to go back to viewing the world without glasses and reading has been your issue, this 10-minute procedure performed at Montgomery Eye in the hands of the best in the business with Dr. Swan and Shin can be your solution. And this offer, by the way, with the $500 mail-in rebate expires on the 31st of March. Go to onlinemep.com or call them right now at 272-2020 and set up an appointment for the free raindrop consultation today. And, of course, they still do LASIK if you're interested in that. And both of those procedures handled by the best there are, Dr. Swan and Shin. Go to OnlineMEP.com or call 272-2020.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. One accident on the books this afternoon. Macklemore and Atlanta Highway. Not seeing much in the way of backed up traffic there. We're going to assume that that one is cleared. And maybe still some investigation going on there, but traffic's not being affected at the moment. It's moving through without any trouble. Interstate systems are all clear. 31s look good. Taylor and Vaughn are okay. And not seeing too much on the boulevard right at the moment. The Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Super Center is overstocked with Camrys. Many are still under factory warranty. Others are certified pre-owned. The Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Super Center. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. There's been a recent increase in pay, plus a $1,000 sign-on bonus for regional and over-the-road drivers. Visit WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
We've got some cooler nights ahead, but really our weather this week is going to be very close to the normal or average weather pattern for January. For tonight, mostly clear, cooler, overnight low 33. Tomorrow, more sunshine. Should be a pretty good day, upper 50s for a high. Low tomorrow night around freezing. Thursday, nice day, plenty of sunshine, high around 60. I think we'll be in the low 60s on Friday, still dry, nice. Showers make a return on Saturday and Saturday night. In fact, they're likely, even a few leftover showers perhaps on Sunday. Our weather app keeps you on top of the weather changes all the time. It's waiting for you free in the App Store. Get it on your phone today. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Consumer-focused companies. The Dow closing down 4 points, the NASDAQ up 52, and the S&P 500 up 6. And J.P. Morgan Chase will be spending a lot of cash within the next 5 years to the tune of $20 billion, adding thousands of jobs and opening 400 new branches and also raising hourly wages for some of its workforce. Tax breaks, reduced regulation, and an improved business climate making it possible for the changes. As a result of sluggish sales, Kimberly-Clark, the maker of Kleenex and Huggies Diapers, plans to cut up to 5,500 jobs and close or sell about 10 manufacturing plants. And its rivals are slashing prices. And with a decline in the U.S. birth rate, women are having fewer babies, putting a dent in the demand for its diapers and other products. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
At Progressive, we think your floral boutique is the bee's knees. In fact, it's all the bee's knees in every hive of bees in all the trees from here to Belize. Please. Everyone agrees. You deserve the expertise of Progressive Business Insurance, with over 40 years of experience helping busy bees and their knees glide with ease like a gentle breeze. So whether you're a worker bee, a queen, or none of these, buzz over to ProgressiveCommercial.com, if you please. Faster than a bee's knees as he pollinates the leaves of three trees. Progressive Casualty Insurance and Affiliates.
I'm a squeaky toy, and I've got one job, getting chomped on by this little ankle sniffer. So pardon me for feeling inept compared to Geico, who does so much more. Like, while I'm getting slobbered on, Geico is creating cool technology like their mobile app, which lets people pay their bills or file a claim. Plus, Geico is the fastest growing auto insurer for the last 10 years. Is it too much for me to ask for one more feature? Fast and friendly claim service like Geico, maybe? Oh, great. I'm getting buried again.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
When you join the Fuel Rewards program at Shell and get instant gold status, you'll save on every fill, every day.
But you'll feel like you just won a dance-off competition that saved the world.
That's what it feels like to have gold status with the Fuel Rewards program at Shell. With gold status, you'll save 5 cents with every gallon from the first fill. Download the Fuel Rewards app, join, and start saving today. Restrictions apply. Active gold status required. Introductory offer valid for 6 months after activation. Limit 20 gallons at participating Shell stations. See fuelrewards.com/gold for full details.
Hey there, this is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Whether you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, the application process couldn't be any easier than it is right here at Alabama Home Mortgage. We don't keep bankers' hours here. At Alabama Home Mortgage, You can complete your application 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. No appointment necessary. On the go? No problem. We know you're busy. You can start the mortgage process right from the palm of your hand. Apply on your time, not ours, by visiting our Facebook page or website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. Click on the Blink link to get started today. After all, there's no place like home to apply for a loan. If you are ready to apply for a home loan, wait no longer. Apply today at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. Or give me, Kim Williams, and my team a call at 567-4223 to get your Alabama home mortgage today. NMLS 372374, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's. We want to wish you a happy 2018. Marguerite's is in a new home. We're in our Pepper Tree shops. That's right. We have moved, and we are in Pepper Tree. We want you to come visit our new home anytime in January, and it's going to be on the house if you want to have your rings polished, re-rhodiumed, batteries changed, just cleaned, anything. Just come by, get a refreshment, and say hello to us at our new home at Pepper Tree Shops and Marguerite's, and come visit us. We're going to be open from 10 to 6:30, Monday through Saturday. Thank you.
Your News Talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
On the next Chicago West, Kim and Kanye's baby is born, and they decide to name it Chicago West. Wait, that's the name of the baby? I thought it was another one of those Chicago shows.
Mr. and Mrs. West, Chicago is in the east wing of the South Los Angeles Hospital.
Don't forget to bring North.
I am so confused.
You doctors are saints. Murmur? No, not you, saint.
It's Chicago West, not a medical drama, but an actual living baby. These kids will need lots of therapy.
Yeah.
Devilishly clever.
I thought so. 448. I don't know if my kid's first name was Chicago. What would the middle name be? Murder capital of the world. And, parents that don't think of how a name is going to affect their child.
A name's very important. When you name something, you can define its destiny. I'm not just talking about people.
Let's go back to the big book of lies.
Okay.
From this week's National Enquirer here on Tabloid Tuesday. Fake news author Michael Wolff's bombshell Oval Office tell-all is part of a many-pronged sabotage campaign against President Trump, orchestrated by guess who? Puppet master-in-chief.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
Barack Obama. Multiple sources, including a former Democrat fixer and a high-profile Clinton Foundation investigator, told the Enquirer, Wolf's instant bestseller, Fire and Fury, inside the Trump White House, is one of numerous contingency plans launched on election night.
Wow.
As Trump flipped blue states and election results became clear, the operation got the green light. Who's ultimately behind all of this? It's the people behind Obama and the Clintons, said Charles Ortel, a Harvard University graduate, who based his opinion on a years-long review of thousands of FBI and Justice Department documents and other records. It was easy for them to look ahead and say, well, it's always tough to put a new administration together. Let's get a book going on how crazy life is under Trump's administration and the transition. I don't think you can put a book like this together in 5 months. By the way, where are all the post-Obama books?
Right.
Nothing about the inner workings or conflicts or some of the crap that went down. No tell-alls, no anything. I find that really interesting. It's all part of course, an agenda that we're going to remember him as the next best thing since Abraham Lincoln. Wolf is known for a long time for being part of the Obama hit team, said Larry Nichols. If you cause Obama trouble, it's Wolf's job to write bizarre articles to discredit you. The book is totally in line with what he's been doing for 15 years. And he got out even on some of the left-wing interviews.
Oh, really. Yeah.
The Enquirer probe also discovered Wolf is an inactive Democrat. His editor, John Sterling, is a registered Democrat who last voted on the night of Obama's first presidential victory. President Trump has disputed a number of claims in Wolf's book, including that his staff called him an idiot. That is also, by the way, proven to be false. Said his ego was out of control while his own family mocked him. Others also attacked Wolf's shoddy journalism. Can't imagine that many of those quotes were meant for publication, said Bloomberg's Joe Nicora, while ex-journo Stephen Ratner blasted Wolf as an unprincipled writer of fiction. What's more, Fire and Fury isn't the first fake news book to come from the publisher Henry Holton Company. The firm pulled every copy of author Charles Pellegrino's Last Train from Hiroshima. Continued on page 22. In 2010, after discovering it was riddled with errors, Wolf seemed to confess his Trump book is a pack of lies, admitting many passages are in conflict with one another and may, in fact, be badly untrue. That's like badly untrue.
As opposed to benignly untrue?
Yeah, really, or something more passive. The Inquirer confirmed Wolf's duplicity by putting his on-the-record remarks through a world-exclusive polygraph-like examination. On January 5, the mudslinger was interviewed by Today Show co-host Savannah Guthrie. 2 days later, Wolf sat down with Chuck Todd on Meet the Depress. The Inquirer shipped audio and video of both interviews to Mike Silvestri, managing partner of Celebration Florida, based Truth and Deception Technologies. Over a two-decades career that includes a 10-year stint as a sheriff's deputy in Florida's Orange County, Silvestri has gleaned the truth from alibis and criminals' accounts. His method has evolved from time-tested interview techniques to a proprietary computer program that's correct 98% of the time. Quote, it relies on voice analysis and the stress exhibited by an individual while speaking. Silvestri, who counts 68 law enforcement agencies as clients, told the Inquirer, quote, stress cannot be controlled. It is what it is, and the computer is rarely, if ever, wrong. My analysis shows Michael Wolf is lying throughout. I'm not sure he's capable of ever telling the truth. But that was a, you know, like that was another one of those things for a whole week. What I always saw was that bald-headed prick on TV. And now he's like, gone. It's over. Let's move on to the next hot thing. Doctors put Alex Trebek in jeopardy.
Oh, no.
We won't have time for that one right now.
Well, I knew that day would come.
Otherwise, this thing is kind of lean on good stuff.
Well, you got the Michael Douglas thing.
Yeah.
Doesn't it say there he's giving away his $575 million fortune?
Yeah, but his reasonably hot wife says, wait a minute, I still want my fair share of that money. Let's see, Reese Witherspoon's bigamist father.
I thought she was in it for the love.
Susan Richardson on life support.
Mm-hmm.
OJ groupies, sick lust for killer.
Wow.
And there he is with bikini babes now that he's out of prison. He just knew that prison was going to fundamentally transform him into a reasonable human being, didn't you? Well, of course you did. It's 4:54 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Jack Ingram, signature used cars. Boy, I made some good decisions and some not-so-good decisions last year, but the one I put at the top of the good list was actually taking a cue from my friend Donnie Turner at Montgomery Paint and Body. When my old Fusion Hybrid got bumped from behind, he said, based on what you owe on this car, the repair it needs, I'd get out of it now before the value plunges further. So I went to see Tip Thames. We had already purchased two cars from Tip. Said, well, here's what I'd like to do, because I really don't want to take any cash out of pocket. My daughter's getting married. I need every dime for that. So if you can get me out of this clean, just pay it off, and get me into something that's almost brand new, that I can get the 100,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty on, and lower my payment, I'll do a deal. It took less than 30 minutes for that to happen, and I drove off in a 2017 Nissan Rogue SUV, which I absolutely love. It is an incredible performer under harsh weather conditions, not only in the snow and ice of last week, because it had four-wheel drive capability, but man, in that rain yesterday, we had 2.5 inches of rain at the Budell rain gauge in less than 3 hours yesterday. It was raining sideways at times. I just love the visibility the vehicle provides. You just, you know, when you're behind the wheel, you have a sense of certainty, and that makes a big difference. Sure does to me. So if you're ready for something new, or if you need a car for new, I see they sold one since we checked this morning. There's a category of vehicles priced under $10,000. That's where we found my stepson's car. and it looks great. Saw him pull up in the sunlight today. A successful honor student driving a very successful honorable car. Now, really, it's cool. And it's nice to know that not only does the vehicle look great, the interior is pristine, but Tip found this car, 41,000 original miles. And it was well-maintained by the original owner. This is what they look for. Plus, they want to make sure the engines are ready to deliver reliable driving miles. So the Ingram team of mechanics thoroughly vets these vehicles. So stop by and see Tip at 235 Northeastern Boulevard. Or visit Jack Ingram, signatureusedcars.com. Please mention us when you visit with them. It's 457.
Everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Noticing a little stack up down on the South Boulevard, both directions around Woodley Road, so be careful if you're down that way. Atlanta Highway at Macklemore, that accident is cleared. There's a little leftover traffic there, maybe from Macklemore back to Taylor Road, but that's about it. Interstate system's looking really good, not seeing anything on the rest of the boulevard that will give you any trouble. If that cute little Christmas puppy's leaving presents for you on the floor, an Invisible Fence system can solve your problems. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Sounds like a job for AC by LuQuire.
It's hard to believe AC by LuQuire is turning 35 this year. And to celebrate, we're passing the presents along to you. If you've been thinking about finally upgrading that old AC unit you've got, join in on the celebration at LuQuire and get a brand new carrier system for 25% off, plus 0% financing available with approved credit. Before you know it, summer will be here again. You'll want the reliability of a new carrier system to keep you cool all season long. Act fast because the party's over February 28th. Your new carrier system also comes with a one-year maintenance agreement and a 10-year parts and labor warranty with required maintenance. Visit acbyluquire.com today for all LuQuire offers. AC by LuQuire is available 24 hours a day and never charges an overtime fee. Turn to the experts at acbyluquire.com, where quality is more than a promise. It's a guarantee. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by LuQuire.
No other vehicle quite matches the safety and confidence of the 2018 Mercedes-Benz GLE, so we're comparing it to a quarterback. A quarterback's offensive line protects him from every angle. The GLE has radar systems and ultrasonic sensors for complete coverage. A quarterback can get penalized for delaying the game. If you delay, you'll miss this great offer. There's never been a better time to experience the security and intelligence of the 2018 Mercedes-Benz GLE. Lease the 2018 GLE 350 for $599 a month for 36 months with $5,223 due at signing. Test drive one today. Mercedes-Benz. The best or nothing.
Monthly lease payment is available only to qualified customers exclusively through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services at participating dealers through January 31st, 2018. Some equipment described as optional. See Operator's Manual for additional information and warnings. Call 1-800-344-8736 for details about costs and terms.
Visit Jack Ingram Motors at 227 East.